Welcome back to the Hardline. Enter at your own risk.
And we're back. 5-9 the fan, 5-9thefan.com. I'm here with Dave Rapp the third, Howard Balzer, Matt Rocchio spinning the dial. And we got Ryan Kelly joining us too in this beautiful, beautiful offices that you have up here in downtown Brentwood, man. I love coming up here, enjoying the beautiful view. And I enjoy watching you cruise around and do your thing in here, Ryan, man.
I don't sit much.
Wow, and you look great right now. You look like you can climb a mountain.
Yeah, I'll try. We'll be climbing a mountain regardless if we're ready or not this week. And I'll tell you, if you don't mind, I'll just kind of just chat a little bit about the fourth annual climb for the kids. This is something that starts here in this office, and I started about January 1st of this year. So January, I knew the Tetons and where we're going. I knew it would be the Grand. And it was time to start training, I guess, in January. Get rid of the elevators, only take stairs, add an extra day of this, you know, get off the arms and chest and start working about those glutes and those legs and other things. And then about 30 days before the event, we bring it out to the public and we let them see what we've created. And this year is our fourth annual Climb for the Kids. It's our fourth year climbing a mountain. And we have some incredible beneficiaries, like, let's keep it local here in St. Louis, Friends of Kids with Cancer. I know the organization well. The one beautiful thing I can tell you about Friends is this. So often when a child gets diagnosed with a disease like cancer, a life-ending, life-threatening disease, all the attention goes directly to that child, as it should, really, when you think about it. I have three kids. If one of them got diagnosed with cancer, I can't imagine. I would just put the blinders on everything else except that child. But what Friends is really good at is taking care of the siblings and including the whole family. And that's my favorite thing about Friends of Kids with Cancer, is the way they do take care of the entire family. An example, we'll donate a Cardinals suite to a Cardinals game. They don't take the kid. They take their siblings and all their friends to the Cardinal big night out and let them party. They're locally based right here in St. Louis, Friends of Kids with Cancer. All donations are tax deductible. Another great one, SSM Health Cardinal Glennon. I'm in that hospital quite a bit. When I'm having some of the worst days of my life and getting in a position where I'm in right now, business, this, that, I spend a lot of time down there. Those kids at 4 North, and that's now called the Leslie and Matt Holiday Wing, that's the bone marrow cancer unit, fourth floor north building, 4 North. Those kids have given me so much. I could never give enough to that hospital, and I'm very involved. I'll be down there at Cardinal Glennon tomorrow. One of the greatest things about Cardinal Glennon is they do not turn you down based off your ability to pay. So it doesn't matter what kind of insurance, how much cash you have. None of that really matters. Go down to Cardinal Glennon. They make it work. They rely on the donations that are coming through the door, big corporate donations, small donations. It all adds up. We had Matt and Leslie Holiday there for years, Homers for Health. It was huge. I think that it generated $3 to $4 million for that hospital. Obviously a big void there. We do our best. We try to step in here and we raise whatever we can. That is Cardinal Glennon Hospital. We're lucky to have them here. They're right down on Grand. And I encourage anybody that wants to learn more about Cardinal Glennon, get in touch with the Glennon Factor. That's their foundation arm. And they'll get you to that hospital and let you know how you can help them in their mission. And the last one for St. Louis is one of my dear friends, Alec Ingram. I've known Alec for years. He just turned 13. He's from Washington, Missouri. He's battling two types of cancer and heart failure. I've known the kid since, I guess, pretty close to when he was first diagnosed with bone cancer in his arm. And I've been part of their journey ever since. And they're an incredible family, and every dollar donated to them, it goes to great things, like helping with their mortgage and everything else. A small town, you know, Washington, Missouri.
Out by me.
Their son was diagnosed, and obviously mom can barely work anymore at that point. Dad's strong, big concrete guy, big in that business, and he does everything he can to juggle that, spending time at the hospital, spending time with my son, and delivering concrete and everything that goes into that. So all three of those, Friends of Kids with Cancer, SSM Health, and Alec Ingram Fights Cancer, are three of our beneficiaries for this year's climb. And we're heading out there. This year's climb is in the Grand Tetons, which is in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. I've never been. Not probably something I should be bragging about. I'm about to summit one of the toughest mountains in the nation, and I've never even been out to see it. But we're heading out to Jackson Hole on Wednesday. We have a truck of gear going out there. I'm going out Wednesday. A couple of the other climbers are coming out Thursday. Our full team will be assembled. I'm taking four people from my office, or my brother-in-law is actually coming as well over at Clayco. But the four of us are going to go. On Friday, we pre-climb. We have two guides taking us up to the top. We pre-climb with them on Friday. may want to make sure that we know how to do rappelling properly, some of the techniques and all of that. And then we're off Saturday, assuming we train really good on Friday. We are off on Saturday. And then we start our journey up to the top of the Grand Teton early, early Sunday morning. We meet at base camp in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. It's about 5,500 feet elevation. And we start trekking, you know, right on a trailhead. I'm thinking
might
Facebook
be trolls
or something.
Up there.
There's trolls there, too. There's trolls everywhere, right? You start right on the trailhead, and you're whistling, and you're singing, and you're happy, and you have your backpacks on, and, yeah, this is going to be a great day, and you're going through the woods at that point. But about 2-3 hours into this trek, that first day, you get above the tree line, and there's no more marked rural trails. Now you're doing what we call scrambling, and you're going over boulders because you're above the tree line. Any boulders the size of a chair all the way to a VW bug. I mean, they're just big. And you,
not stable.
No, they're not. And there's not real clear trails marked, and that's why we have the guides. That first day from when we start in Jackson Hole early Sunday morning until we get to what's called the lower saddle between Mid-Teton and up and the Grand, that's about a 12-hour hard trek scramble, getting above the tree lines, gaining altitude. We're going from 5,500 to 10,500. Oh. So we also gain about a mile in elevation, and that makes you winded very quickly. And when we finally get up there, we have to set up our tent and pitch our camps on the side of a cliff and everything else and get stabled in. And then we start really watching the weather. And this is all about the weather when you're talking about big mountain climb, is what's the weather look like? Because there is weather every single day on the top of the Grand. The Grand Tetons are this picturesque type of mountain range. They're rocky mountains. They're about 60 miles long end-to-end, and there's no foothills. So there's just these jagged mountains that come out of Jackson Hole. They're just
gorgeous.
Unbelievable. But the weather just comes right in and hits these mountains and stops. So when we get all the way to the top, and it's going to be a very hard day to make it up to that top, but when we get to the saddle, to our camp, then we start focusing on weather. You know, it's what's the weather going to be like? What can we expect? How early do we have to wake up to make that summit bid? It snows every day of the year up there. It hails, it ices, it rains. Two people were killed just two years ago. A thunderstorm came in, lightning strikes, they blast them right off the mountain. They get snuffed on the climb.
Oh.
So we really start watching that weather carefully, stalking it 24/7. If the weather looks good, we wake up at 4 a.m. If it looks like we're going to run into some issues, we wake up at 3 a.m. We just allow ourselves more time to get up. We will climb on anything except ice. Ice and rock climbing just don't mix. You can't get a foothold. You can't get your hand on anything when you have the ice come down. But that would be the only thing that would probably, you know, snuff us from the peak is the ice. But we wake up. We do – as soon as you wake up there at base camp, it's harness on, ropes on, and you start rock climbing. That first day is a difficult trek. But right when you wake up and go for the summit, that last 2,000 feet is rock climbing at high elevation, where one bad move is 2,000 feet till you stop. Hopefully Monday morning, sometime between 7, 8 o'clock in that time range, we'll be standing on the summit of the Grand Teton. It'll be an emotional time. We've been planning this for a long time. We've raised a lot of money for some great organizations. I'm sure we'll call them from the summit. We'll do some celebrating. And then we have to get down because
that
morning, you wake up at 3 a.m., you harness up, you rock climb to the top, you try to get there by 8. Then you have your little party, and then you got to get your butt off that mountain because of the weather. You go down, you break down your camp, and then all the way down to the bottom before dark. So that's a good 20-hour nonstop high-impact day.
Man.
But we do it for these organizations. It's our fourth annual Climb for the Kids. I'm not a climber. I know very little about climbing. I know enough to make it safe for me with the proper techniques and guides with me. But I'm a mortgage guy. Mortgages are what I'm known for. Mortgages are what I'm good for. I don't live in a van. I wish I kind of did and just get a tour of the parks and climb all day. Yeah, by a river, live in a van and just tour Yosemite every day.
Yeah.
But when I get to a point, and I will multiple times, I've done it many years in the past, you know, you get to a point where you're just like, I can stop here, man. This is silly. I'm going to fall. I could die. These things are just happening. I've raised the money. The everything's good. I'm just going to turn around. But I start thinking about those kids at Cardinal Glennon. I start thinking about all the families I've met through Friends of Kids with Cancer. I think about my buddy Alec Ingram and Children's Hospital and some of our other beneficiaries. And then I just push myself and push myself and push myself. And one thing I always think in my head is when your body's telling you you have to stop and it's time to quit and it's time to be done with whatever it is you're doing, whether it's an ultra marathon or whatever it is, you've only used 40% of what you're capable of doing. You truly can push past that mental block and you keep going. And this mountain will test that like I've never been tested. And hopefully if all goes well, we'll be back here in the office sometime next week with all of our gear, a lot of stories, and a lot of money raised.
And a nice face tan, too, because you're going to have that that wind. But is there like a point of no return? Like, so I guess they call them Sherpas over –
Everest.
Over in Everest and things like that. So you will have a guide.
We'll have two guides with us.
Two guides with you, which – so you got about six people. What if you're climbing up? I mean, is there a point where, like, I just can't go any farther?
Absolutely.
How does that work then? Okay, you're going to have to stay over here. We're going to go do this. We're going to sit tight. We'll be back down. Is that how that works? Or a guide take you back?
Great question. And 50% of the people that attempt to summit the Grand fail. Mm-hmm. So whether that's weather or just, holy cow, this isn't what I thought. I thought I was going to Camelback in Arizona. It's just
I thought
I was just going to walk up this thing. And that's not the case here. You are literally rock climbing at 2,000 feet. So knowing that half the people do not summit for weather or for other personal reasons, there's obviously got to be a good play in place. So we have two teams going up. So two of us, you know, two climbers and one guide. And although we'll be traveling together, we can split off. So God forbid if somebody gets in a situation where they freeze up, they lock up, I'm sure I'll be peeing my pants and going crazy and screaming and crying. But if we get to a point where we just don't feel safe, comfortable, can't go any further, then one team will go down and one team will continue up towards that summit. Yeah, so we'll break apart. And we're bringing production with us. So one of the guys climbing this year from my office, J-Dub, and he's a big production guy, makes movies and stuff. So he actually does a lot of our Home Alone Expert stuff. He's going to be loaded up with cameras and everything
else on him. GoPro or something?
We got four cameras going up with us, and we're going to make a good film afterwards. We've done Climb for the Kids. You know, they're by the length of a song, you know, four-minute videos in the past. But this one's going to be really slick. We had a big production company donate all their time. They're like, just bring us the footage, bring us this. This is our donation to your climb. We'll edit you something really slick after for your fourth annual Climb for the Kids.
Cool. So very cool.
That's awesome. Excited. That's I want to just thank all the listeners. I'll end it with this, and we can get back on to PGA. And believe me, I want to hear it because I'm kind of sad I'm not there. But we have other plans in Jackson Hole. I want to thank, first of all the listeners, because the listeners on 590 have been huge. They really have. I don't think there's another station, and the fundraising campaign's not over yet, but I don't think that there's another station out there with as much dedication as we've had from 590. Right now, I'm sure people are donating, and they're going to continue because what I say next. Here's what I want to do to make it really easy on you. Maybe you're at your desk, you're streaming this, or in your car delivering stuff, you're working, whatever that is. If you're like me, you hear something on the radio, you want to do it, but then you get caught up in the mix and you just lose focus of it. You know, I'll be on my work and like, oh, when I get to work, I have to do that. And then I walk in the door and that goes out the window. So here's what I want to do. If you're listening right now, I've taken half of my team off mortgages. They're done. They're done with mortgages for the day. And they're here to answer your phone calls. That's it. And they will go on to the Climb for the Kids website, and they will type in all your information, and they will take your credit card, they'll put it in, they'll do it all for you. So all you have to do if you want to make a tax-deductible donation right now is call my office, say, hey, I want to make a donation. I got a room full of guys standing by. They'll do it all for you. You'll get confirmation emails from Friends of Kids or Cardinal Glennon, whoever it is, immediately after they're done typing in all your info for you with your tax-deductible stuff and thank you and all that. So just call the office right now. Donate 20, 30, 40 bucks, whatever you feel comfortable with. It's for the kids, man. And if you can't donate to something local here in St. Louis that puts herself out there to take care of kids that are sick and dying of life-threatening disease, then you almost got to ask yourself, where do you give? What makes you a better person? So take the time, 5 minutes on the phone with one of my guys from the office. They're pros. They're not doing mortgages. They're going to put your information in, make a tax deductible. My phone number here is 314-781-9700. That's 781-9700. Call now. They're standing by. Or you can go to the website, thehomeloanexpert.com. Scroll down four clicks. You'll see the Grand Tetons. Click on that. You can learn more about the charitable organizations. I'll end it with this. What we're really missing here is more corporate dollars. Big business, small business, whatever it is. We've had a lot, and I got to give them some props. Clayco, right out of the gate. Bob Clark, Clayco, come through, and they write a big check. And that went right to, I believe, Cardinal Glennon Hospital. Follow suit, we have Guarantee Electrical jumped right. Guarantee Electric jumped right in. We've had a lot of others besides those two I've mentioned. We need big companies to step up. Set the example like I do for my loan officers. To be a loan officer on my team, you have to be involved in giving back. And if more business people were like that, I mean, think about the car dealerships in town. Think about the software companies. Think about the restaurants. Step up. Now is a chance for you as a company business owner to make a donation on something. I will give your company props. I will stand on the top of the mountain. I will scream your company's name out. It's tax deductible for you, and it shows you how much you give back to this city and how you respect the kids. So we need more big company donations. We're a little over 20K right now. I think we're like at 23,000 that has been raised for those organizations so far. We really want 50. I need 50 grand, and the rhetoric is going to get turned up starting tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
If I don't start getting the donation, I'm going to start calling them out. I buy a lot of cars. You know, I do a lot of restaurants.
You do a lot of things in this town.
I do a lot of stuff around here, and if you can't get out your checkbook as a company, big or small, and donate some dollars, I got State Farm. They just called to make a donation. There's great companies doing it. You should be one of those. I'll do a huge thank you to any companies that do donate the money. Make the donation today. It's for the kids. If you just fluff over this thing, you don't pay any attention, start wondering what kind of man you really are. You can call 314 or woman, 314-781-9700 or thehomeloanexpert.com. Make a donation to our fourth annual Climb for the Kids, benefiting Friends of Kids with Cancer, SSM Health Cardinal Glennon, Fight Alec Ingram Fights Cancer, and then in Nashville, we have the Vanderbilt Children's Hospital, which I was down there last week. They're incredible. And then Fight DMD. It's a father. It's a family of two boys. They have Duchenne muscular dystrophy. As soon as you're diagnosed, it's a death sentence. There is no cure. It's too late for a cure for his kids. They're already lost mobility and everything else. But the family still raises money for a cure for future families. And if that can't help,
them.
I don't know what to tell you, boys.
And I tell you what you do need to do is walk into one of these hospitals and see these little kids and see the smile that they see when you walk in there with a Blues jersey on with some of the guys. Oh, my gosh. And then they'll get their wallets out when they see some of these kids.
It gives those kids, Cam, when you go down there with a Blues jersey, it gives them something else to think about besides the next treatment.
Anything to think about.
They think I'm a movie star because I'm on freaking TV. I'm just a mortgage guy that spends a ton of cash.
But
you know?
Put a smile on their face. That's all.
But I show up at Domino's Pizza, and they're like, yeah! You know, I'm a king.
The guy from the TV.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm happy for this small moment. I'm happy. And gosh almighty, it makes me cry, man. It honestly does. And I tell you what, they do a lot of great work from the Blues and the Cardinals and with you and everything.
Both heavily involved down at Cardinal Glennon. They really do.
I had to go to Cardinal Glennon when I was a kid, man. I was in there for a month with asthma. I mean, Cardinal Glennon has helped a lot of people in this town, one way or the other, which are connected to a kid or whatever the case is. They do great work. And gosh almighty, you go in there and see some of these kids. Boy,
local, too.
You'll get your money.
That's the other thing I love about Cardinal Glennon, Friends of Kids with Cancer. I've done stuff with those guys in the past. That's helping. Not that all kids in this situation don't need help, but I like helping my neighbors. I like taking care of the people that live in my community. That old saying, it takes a village, right? Friends of Kids with Cancer, local. They help out local kids. And to me, I like that part of it. That's important to me.
Absolutely. And I was done at Vanderbilt Children's Hospital. What a great facility that is. And I don't want this to be taken the wrong way, but they get a lot of help. I mean, if you release a country music album in the city of Nashville, you're writing a check to Vanderbilt. That's just the way it is.
If
you're Carrie Underwood, you're walking in there once a month. Like, they get a lot of help. They still need more. Trust me. They see 1,500 patients a day at Vanderbilt Children's Hospital. But our Cardinal Glennon is right here.
Right.
I mean, I can see it almost from Brentwood Boulevard out of our window down there on Grand. I know what's going on down there. And they rely on this. You don't have the Homers for Health, but maybe you still have it, I'm sorry, but you don't have the Matt Holiday effect with that. And I know Bob Costas is very heavily involved with SSM Health Cardinal Glennon. He has a beautiful center down there. They really rely on a lot of locals to bring those dollars in. So open up your wallet, open up the checkbook, call my office, 781-9700. Let's let the donations come, and let's stand behind and let's support our city.
Right on.
You mentioned Bob. I'm involved in a group, Men's Group Against Cancer, and he's coming to be the speaker this year. And for one dinner, they raised $250,000 a year, and all is done locally.
Yeah, so Bob Costas, unbelievable. Our money from our climb last year, they put that, I believe that went, or last year might have been for a 3D printer, and 2 years ago was too. They did renovations at the Bob Costas portion of Cardinal Glennon Hospital, and it's unbelievable. They're really good down there at Cardinal Glennon and not making a kid feel like he's walking in a hospital. You know, like you go in and there's
like
trolley cars and all this great stuff.
Put a smile on your face right off the bat.
That's what your donations go to. You know, maybe your donations can't make a cure today, but they can put iPads in kids' hands. They can improve, you know, parts of that hospital that help a kid feel like he's not in a hospital.
That's
exactly
they're
doing something.
I was there when they opened up that. That might have been the Matt Holiday.
The wing.
And we all went up there with a bunch of the guys, and we walk in with these kids, and they're struggling. I mean, they're struggling to walk, and they walked into this room, and their faces lit up. Oh, my gosh. And they looked around. There's TVs on the ceiling and a wall, and there's video games and this and that. They're just in a happy place. And they went. They just zoomed. They went over and tried this out, and they tried this out, and they're just so ecstatic, and you could tell they're struggling inside. But it was away from them.
Yep.
It was away from them for that brief time. They do a hell of a job over there. Ryan Kelly, good for you, man. I'm excited
awesome.
To see. I'm
awesome
excited
stuff.
To see the view. Be careful.
I will be careful.
Yeah,
last thing I'll tell everybody out there, follow our climb, follow our journey. It's really exciting stuff. We're putting a lot of it out on Facebook. The Home Loan Expert Facebook page is a pretty popular place to go get some content. But we just flipped on our Instagram, and we just transferred the whole thing over to the Climb for the Kids. So as we start getting on cars and buses and trains to get out there, all the way from the beginning of the climb to the end of the climb, we'll be on Instagram quite
awesome.
A bit. Just search the Home Loan Expert, Home Loan Expert. And look at our Instagram, because it's going to be slick. I mean, we're going to one of America's most beautiful – I mean, still the Wild West out in Wyoming.
It is.
California's not the West. That's movie star land.
No, not even Montana anymore. No, Wyoming.
Wyoming's
yes.
the true West.
No
and,
doubt.
Jackson Hole, man.
Awesome.
Follow us, because we're going to be putting some slick stuff out there.
Pretty cool,
gentlemen,
man.
Thank you for
no
being
problem.
Here. Thank you for
coming.
Letting me talk about
Thanks
the climb.
For you.
I can't thank you enough, and let's get back to PGA.
There you
right
go.
On. Good luck with you, man. We'll
thank
be watching.
You, thanks,
cool.
Cam.
Awesome. Awesome stuff,
Cam, you forgot to ask him if there was room for you on the trip.
I'm asking. I got to see how this all plays out first.
We're trying to play this off.
Need a little training.
We
I know.
You.
I'm going to go up there.
See,
with
he says there's room.
No, he gave me the look, too.
He
so.
Says there's room.
I know. He gave me the look.
Cam,
that's
you were
it.
Worried about slowing them down. He says he's not going to slow
I'm
you down.
I'm going to slow him down this trip, but the Denali trip's a different story. I got some time.
All
to,
right. Well, you heard it here
on.
First. Cam is
well,
committed
he's a man and I'm not. Okay. He's a man and I'm not. Fine. No, I will definitely do that. But pretty cool stuff, and he's absolutely right on some of these.
Rocchio, you look like you want to get on next year's climb too, pal. You know what, Cam? I think Rocchio's in.
We both got a lot of work to do.
I think Rocchio's in.
We got a lot of work to do. But no, that takes luck. You got to get in shape for that bad boy. It's not messing around. He didn't even bring up.
Yeah, exactly.
He didn't even bring up avalanches.
Right.
He didn't even bring up avalanches. And that happens. I mean, you don't know when that one little cliffside just comes apart because it's warm up there for some odd reason or whatever the case is. He's got. There's a lot of extremes. There's a lot of extremes, and I find myself sometimes going on YouTube and watching K2, the climb of K2. You know what I'm talking about, R. Kelly? That's the next one we're gonna do. Oh well, that's the next one you're gonna do.
No, you're in. You're in.
The K2's like in Pakistan. I can't go over there.
You're in. You've committed. You've already said you're in.
That's like the most difficult climb ever is K2, I heard. Even more than Everest.
Now we just got to work on Rocchio. It's for the kids,
oh,
bud.
Oh, gosh.
So
he'd have to start getting in shape now for next year.
But hey, but I'll tell you these, all you sponsors out there, listen, you don't want Ryan Kelly calling you out.
No, that's exactly right.
And of all the stuff.
Yeah, he's naming names tomorrow.
Dude, of all the stuff that he does in this town, how many favors he's done for different companies and car companies and this and that. And you guys turn a blind eye on this whole thing.
I'll tell you what, if I was one of the TV or radio stations in town, I'd want to keep Ryan Kelly happy.
I don't know. And some of these big local stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, no doubt about it, where I hear his name every single day. You guys are stepping up.
I'm pretty sure he's got a strong foothold in both pro stadiums in town, too.
I think
so maybe
he does.
Call those
I think
guys
he
up.
Does. Hey, well, don't get called out by him. Step up to the plate. It is what it is. We're going to get into football in the next segment there, but just to touch up on this PGA, what's your prediction?
Ooh.
Is T. Woods going to even be relevant in the next couple days? What do you think?
That's a good question.
Is he going to be relevant?
I would say, well, in this tournament, basically, well, in any tournament, really, but certainly the majors, if you can make the cut, you're relevant.
Okay.
For the most part. Mm-hmm. And we see how it can change from one day to the next once you make the cut, if you're within shouting distance. So, yes, I believe he will make the cut. After that, I don't know. I mean, it's the one thing that he has to show, and I was half joking before, but I was serious. The one thing he hasn't shown, as good as he started to play, and I think there was so much overreaction after the British Open.
Yep.
But the one thing he has to show is he can do it for 4 days straight. But mostly to do it on Sunday when it's there for you. And it was there for him
in
Scotland.
It was there for him. It was. We're all watching.
Was it after 11th hole.
Yes.
And boom. Three over in the next two holes,
and
it was done. So you just have to avoid that. And in a major, obviously, you have to avoid that. You can't have a double in a.
But what
and
if
all that.
Can't?
But,
you can't make mistakes.
Well, if it would be awesome.
But what if
it would
my
be
official
awesome.
Prediction? Dustin Johnson, because you're always looking for the hometown kid to root for.
He's the hometown kid, in my opinion.
He's the hometown kid for this tournament for the St. Louis folks, I believe. His mother-in-law is from St. Louis. His wife has St. Louis blood running through her body.
Gretter still has a house
here. Gretzky played here. He still owns a home here. He pays taxes here in the great state of Missouri.
Yes, he does.
And St. Louis County. So, for me, Dustin Johnson's the hometown boy this weekend, and I'm rooting for DJ.
I think it's going to be someone that we're not even considering.
Probably
will. Usually the case.
I'm taking Jay Randolph Jr.
If you go
sneak in and win this
innings. If you can place a bet on it, and wherever you can, bet the field.
Yeah.
Whatever it is. Because usually they'll have a bunch of guys with odds, and then they'll have the field.
Yeah.
And that's usually pretty good odds.
Paulser, you're a witness to this. Two things happened here in this hour of programming. One, Cam Jansen is committed to climbing mountains.
I am committed.
Two, you said he's getting me into the tournament.
If Tiger's in, I'll make a phone call and get a favor.
Now we've got
ask
witnesses.
A favor.
That's happening.
Hey, John Hadley, who just showed up. What's
I'm
up?
I'm officially rooting for Tiger now.
What do you think's going to happen?
With what?
Oh, dear God.
With the
Rammies.
With the climb in Jackson Hole.
I can tell you this much right now. With the Rammies?
Oh, God, I was joking.
Super Bowl, baby. When you were talking about getting tickets, I thought you guys were talking about getting tickets for the Rammies Super Bowl.
No, I'm asking you for those tickets, John. I don't have any
pull over there. Are you burning sage with Paulser out in the parking lot?
I'll be in the
front. Believe me, I'm not burning sage for that team.
I will be in the front row.
Yeah, you will.
Front row for the Rammies. Can you imagine?
You'll be getting a lot of phone calls.
I like the Rams.
The only thing.
Tearing my eye with the trophy being held over the head.
Oh.
But here's the thing that's kind of crazy about it, which would really be cool in some way, even though a lot of people would be teed off, would be because this next Super Bowl is in Atlanta.
Right.
So how cool would it be on that level for it to be the Rams and Isaac gets elected?
Ooh.
The day before,
who had
the winning touchdown.
You didn't think of that, John.
How about it comes full circle and Ray Lewis murders two more people?
Allegedly. He's with Jesus. You didn't hear his Hall of Fame? He's with Jesus.
He wasn't even alleged to have done it. See, that's the thing. You know, people like to take shots, and I get it. But at least if you're going to take a shot, at least be accurate in the shot that you take.
Be accurate.
There were no allegations that he did.
Thank you. I like Ray Lewis. I think he's great for the league.
Oh, for the love of God. Can he not make a joke?
Yeah, right. Now it's a joke.
Real quick.
But I hear a lot of people say that. And people make that comment.
Well, hey, we'll get into that next time. You started a fire. Don't mess with Howard Balzer, man.
At least he didn't hide in his trunk afterwards and think he was going to get away with it.
Jeez Louise. Okay, we'll be discussing this in the next
couple
minutes.
How cool is that?
First, we got to get to our sponsor, Jim Butler Italia, that Alfa Romeo SUV that I drove. Did I say that right again?
Romeo.
Alfa Romeo, the unbelievable SUV that just came out, and they're off of Hanley right at Jim Butler Italia, right next to the Mini Cooper dealership right there off of Hanley. You got to check this SUV out, man. It is sleek looking. It looks, again, like I said, it looks like that X5, BMW X5, and it also looks like those Porsche Cayennes. The ass sits up on it. It's got a great stance to it. It's got 22 beautiful, nice-inch rims, black rims on this bad boy. You get in there, you're sitting in the driver's seat feels like you're sitting in a race car. And it does. So I took it for a spin. The guy's like, get on a little bit. Get on it. I'm like, okay. I think he's got 550 horsepower. It could scoot. It's new. It's a cool thing coming out here. It's different. A little unique. A little different than every other car. Not as expensive. Go check them out. They're right there. They got Maseratis as well. But this is a new thing. Alfa Romeo. Check it out. Jim Butler, Italia, off of Hanley Avenue. Go check it out. We'll be back. 599 The Fan, 599TheFan.com.